It's a bright midsummer day in Metropolis, and there's not much news fit to televise at Galaxy Communications, where, in his office, Clark Kent is monitoring the 12 o'clock news.
Clear and sunny at 12 noon in downtown Metropolis. It's 92 degrees and getting hotter.
Lois Lane, ace reporter for Galaxy Communications, opens Clark's door and looks in.
Clark, I'm off for lunch.
Enjoy it, Lois. I think I'm going to take a nap.
Lois Lane leaves, and Clark lies back in his chair, only to be rudely awakened by...
Galaxy, Clark Kent here.
Dr. Tripper speaking of the Void Observatory.
Yes, Dr. Tripper. What can I do for you?
Well, it seems, Mr. Kent, my telescope is picking up a strange sort of, well, what I can only describe as an electrical storm, which is which is approaching the Earth rapidly. I thought the news media should be advised.
Clark immediately sends for Jimmy Olsen, investigative reporter for the Daily Planet.
Listen, Jimmy, take a ride out to Void Observatory and check out what's happening and let me know immediately. I'll be here.
Meanwhile, Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet, is hosting a luncheon in honor of Superman, which is being held on the 20th floor of the 50-floor Majestic Hotel. But Superman has not yet appeared to take his place of honor. As Jimmy disappears out the door, Clark Kent steps into the closet in his office.
I thought nothing would ever come up to get Lois and Jimmy out of here so I could get to that lunch on time.
And as Clark Kent, now Superman, whizzes out his office window to attend the lunch in his honor, Jimmy Olsen drives rapidly along a winding mountain road on his way to Void Observatory, site of the most powerful telescope in the world.
Wouldn't you know, I'd have to be the one to drive all the way out here in this heat.
Whew!
It must be 100 degrees in the shade and no rain in sight.
Jimmy's car pulls up to Void Observatory. He walks up to the lab and... As Jimmy waits for the door of the Void Observatory to open, he happens to glance up at the sky, where he notices a small dark cloud way, way up, far above the highest mountaintop.
Looks like storm clouds are gathering.
The immense door finally opens, and Dr. Tripper beckons Jimmy inside.
You must be from the news media. Now, your credentials, please.
Investigative reporter, Galaxy Communications.
Well, come in then. Come in. Come on.
Jimmy steps inside the room and is immediately taken aback by the sight of the gigantic telescope which occupies the whole observatory.
Wow, Doctor. That thing's a monster. You ought to be able to see a storm coming up a million miles away.
Yes, we can, we can. And there is a storm coming up. But I've never sighted anything like this one before. Here, let me explain this.